Thanks for checking out Church on the Rock's message this week. We would love to help you take your next step in knowing God better. The best way to do that is visit cotr.org/next steps. Or if you're not near our physical campus, visit our online community at cotr.org/online. Enjoy the message and know that God is for you.
We're in a series right now. The guys have it up here for me. The need for community. The need for community. As you know, in COVID, this crisis that we're in right now, that we need community. We need relationships. We need connections. In a crisis, we need connections. We need the right connections. We need the right people in our life. So we've been talking about it on Wednesday nights, and that's why we're so excited about those of you who are starting a watch party, you're starting a small group, you're starting a gathering. Here locally or all over the world, you can be a part of Church on the Rock. And we just want you to know we welcome you tonight. We want this to feel like your community, like your church family, your church home. That's so important. You know, when we go through the fiery afflictions of life, and we all go through them, when we go through, somebody said, the fiery furnaces of life, we need friends. We need friends with us as we're in the fiery furnace. We need friends with us as we go through the affliction of fire. And, you know, we're in that right now. So if we ever needed the right friends, connections, relationships, the most important thing in life is not things, it's relationships. If we ever needed them, we need them now. And so we're doing everything we can to create for you opportunities and tools and resources to create those relationships, those friendships, reestablish old relationships, make new ones, because when you're going through the fire, you need the right friends in your life. So we've been talking about the need for community. And the last few weeks on Wednesday night, we said that when we gather, when we get together, you know, as a family, as the family of God, a spiritual family, it's important that we all feel like we belong. Belonging is so important for stability and strength and self-confidence and self-assurance. Belonging. We need to know we have a family, a community, a tribe, a group. We need to know that we have someone to belong to and with. That's huge, especially when you're going through difficult times like we're all going through right now. So we talked about the last few weeks that when we gather, when we get together, we should help each other grow. We should help each other grow. You know, when we get together, it's not just to take up space or just to have food, and that's great. Not just to have fellowship, and we need that, but we want to get together to help each other grow spiritually. And so we went through that the last few weeks. I gave you a list of 7 or 8 ways on how to help people grow. Very relevant, very right now where we're at right now. And so if you weren't with us, you can go to the archives, you can go to our website, and you can download those or watch those and catch up with us. I want to talk to you tonight about Ephesians chapter 2. If you have that, Ephesians chapter 2, go with me to verse 10. We got it on the screen for you, and I want you to look at the words that are highlighted, okay? So it says, it is God who has made us, and God don't make junk, right? I just want to affirm you that you're not a mistake, and that you were made for such a time as this. For God himself who made us what we are, and then he's given us new lives. He's given us new lives from Christ Jesus. And long ago, he planned. God is a planner. God is a planner. He planned that we should spend, not waste. That's key. Spend, not waste our life. Invest our life. That we should spend our life, what should we spend our life doing? This is huge, helping other people. You know, as we're talking about the need for community, and in the community, our spiritual family here at Church on the Rock, why do we get together? Not only to help each other grow, but to help each other. just period, to help each other. Notice that Jesus said that he made us and he created us for this new life, and he planned way before the foundation of the world that we should take our life, and it shouldn't be a selfish but selfless. It shouldn't be self-centered, but it should be Christ-centered. That our life, we should invest our life. We should not waste our life. We should invest our life in helping other people. And I want you not to forget that phrase. If the host could say it with me, all you small group leaders, watch party leaders, say that with me, helping other people. That is the will of God for you and me. That is the reason for our spiritual gifts that we're talking about on the weekends, our spiritual gifts that God's given to us, our ministry. What is ministry? We all have a ministry. We're talking about it on the weekends. Know your ministry. And we all have a ministry. And what is ministry? Taking your gifts, taking your talents, and using it to serve or help other people. That's called ministry. So notice that we're to spend our life, we're to get up every morning and ask ourselves, how can I help other people? God, help me to be open for opportunities to do good for the advantage, for the benefit of other people. That's Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. So helping other people. But I want to be very specific tonight. Right now with what we're going through with COVID, right now with what we're going through in this season that we're in, this chapter of all of our lives, you know, what is pertinent, relevant? What is needed right now more than anything else? And you know what I think it is? Hope. Hope. I think more than anything else right now, we can help people. And I'm going to go to the screen and I'll touch it there, guys. We help other people by giving them hope. Hope is a confident expectation that there's something good in your future. Hope it is a confident expectation that there's something good in your future. Right now, people are more hopeless than ever before. And without hope, we won't make it through COVID. Without hope, we won't get through on the other side of this victoriously. Everyone needs hope. Someone said that hope is the oxygen to your soul. That you can live a few days without food, you can live less days without water, but you can't live any days without hope. I believe that. So a community and a need, why do we need Church on the Rock? Because we're peddlers of hope. Why do we need one another? Why do we need small groups? Because we need friends in this fiery furnace that we're going through. The furnace of affliction right now. We need the right friends who will give us hope for our future. And so how do you do that, Pastor? How do you give people hope? That's the need. That's the topic for tonight. We're to spend our life helping other people. Well, right now, how can I help them? Well, you can help them by giving them hope. Giving them hope. Oh, my goodness. You know, we do that every Thursday night with Celebrate Recovery here at Church on the Rock. And I believe we do it every weekend. This weekend, join me if you can online, locally, on campus. We'll be here in this sanctuary. We have big blow-ups outside for the kids. We're having kettle corn this weekend. We're doing all of the guidelines by the county. We want it safe, but we need to gather as well. So join me this weekend if you can online, on campus, or in the drive-in church. You can sit in your car and watch it on a big LED screen. But join me this weekend. Why? Because we're going to give you hope. It's Saturday night at 5 o'clock, Sunday morning at 9, 11, 2 o'clock our Spanish service, or 7 o'clock on Sunday night. And we're going to help you. How? By giving you hope in a world right now that's hopeless. Politicians aren't giving us hope. Newscasters aren't giving us hope. Experts aren't giving us hope. Seriously, those that are supposedly in the front lines of COVID, they're not giving us hope. They're trying to shut things down even longer and more. And we, you know, this thing was only supposed to last a month and then two and then three. And then now, you know, the rest of the year into next year. So when you listen to all of that, it siphons your hope. That's why you need a community, a spiritual community, a church like our church, where you can receive hope for your future. And what is that? A confident expectation that something good is ahead of you. So how do we do that? How do we help others by giving them hope? Well, first of all, number one, I'm going to give you four ways tonight, and then we'll come back next Wednesday night and finish it. And how do you do that? You need to tell people in your neighborhood, in your small group, in your watch party, your family, those that you work with, those that you are on Zoom with. You need to tell them that this thing we're going through is temporary. It will not last forever. That gives people hope. That there is an other side to this. Now, we don't know what the new norm is going to be. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But people need to know this is not permanent. One of the phrases that I love in the Bible is that this too shall come to pass. How do you give people hope? People need hope now more than any other time in our lifetime. And we can help them by giving them hope. And how do we do it? Number one, we tell them that this is temporary. Look what the scripture says. These troubles and sufferings of ours, after all, are quite small perspective. And they won't last very long. Yet this short time of distress will result in God's richest blessing upon us forever and ever. What is he doing? Giving them perspective and telling them that the trouble they're in is temporary. The trouble, the season, the chapter, COVID is temporary. So we don't look at the trouble. Look at the Bible. So we don't look at the trouble. Remember, I've taught you during COVID what you're focusing on, you're feeding. So what are you focusing on? Don't focus on the trouble. Don't focus on the virus. Focus on your victory, okay, in Christ. So we don't look at the troubles that we can see right now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things that we see now will soon be gone. Oh my goodness, this season of COVID will soon be gone, but things we cannot see will last forever and ever. So how do we give people hope? Because I tell you what, if you give people hope, they're going to keep coming back to you. If you give people hope, you're going to meet a need. If you give people hope, you're going to make a difference. If you give people hope, when everyone and everything in our world right now is siphoning our hope, you'll stand out. You'll be salt. You'll be light. You don't need a sermon. You just need to give somebody hope. What is hope? A confident expectation that in your future, there's something good. So number two, how do we help people have hope is we look and focus on the second coming of Christ. First of all, we tell them this is temporary. This soon will pass. It's not going to last forever. And then number two, how to give them hope. The Bible calls this the blessed hope. Right at the very beginning of COVID, a lot of ministers across the land started teaching on prophecy. They started teaching on the book of Revelation and Daniel and Ezekiel. What were they doing? Trying to give people hope, trying to point them to the future, to the rapture and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Look what the Bible says here in this scripture. I like it. It says, you also must be patient. Keep your what? Do y'all see that on the screen? Keep your hopes high. Keep your hopes high. How do you do that? For the day of the Lord's coming is near. When you focus on the Lord's coming, it will help you keep your hopes up. Point them not only to this is temporary, it soon shall pass. Give them perspective that we will get through it. There will be on the other side of this. And I think for a lot of us, we're going to wish that we would have responded differently, but we're going to get through on the other side of this. And then number two, point them to the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. I love this. Ye also, it says, must be patient. But I chose today's English version for this phrase, keep your hopes high. Can all of you hosts, can you repeat that with me? And you watch part, small group, gathering, those of you, can you say it with me? Keep your hopes high. How do you do it, Pastor, in a dark, dingy, dreary world that we're in? You realize that Jesus Christ is coming back soon, and very soon. And that's called your blessed hope. We're to plan like he's not coming back in our lifetime, but we're to work and serve every day like he's coming back today, right? Like he's coming back today. The Apostle Paul thought he was coming back in his lifetime. Amazing. So, well, Pastor, I've heard this all my life. He hasn't come back yet. Well, you know what? That means you're so much closer to when you first heard it. So we don't want to be taken off guard. We're supposed to live every day ready for that blessed hope. So number three, how do we give people hope? Is you help them focus on their eternal rewards. You help them have an eternity mindset. This life, what we're living right now, is called a short vapor. It soon will pass. You know, 70, 80, 100 years is nothing to zillions and trillions and eternity. So how do we give people hope? We let them know over and over again, this is temporary. This will soon pass. That it's a small trouble in comparison to the big picture of what God has planned for us. Number two, you point them to the second return of Jesus Christ. You start talking about Jesus coming back. The Bible says that we hasten his coming by sharing the gospel. Did you know that? We can hurry up his return by praying for and being a part of an awakening and a revival. That is really cool. And then number three, we said help them to focus on eternal rewards. And here's the scripture. I love it. James 1 verse 2. Happy, what's what everyone's looking for right now. Happy are those who remain faithful under trials, COVID. Happy are those who remain faithful under trials because when they succeed in passing such a test, we're in a test, they will receive as their, here's the key word, reward. They will receive as their reward the life which God has promised to those who love him. God has a life for you. Yes, an abundant life now, but greater than that, eternal life. You see, when you and I die or pass or we're raptured, hopefully, that really real living begins. What we did in this world determines our role, rewards, and responsibility in the next world. This world is a practice run to prepare us for the next world. And what we're doing in this world is positioning us for what we'll be doing in the next world. So you share with people about that we got to make every day count because every day counts. We've got to realize that God has some eternal rewards, different crowns, different positions, different levels of leadership, different ministries throughout the eons of eternity. You get them to focus on their eternal rewards. I'm going to read that one more time. I love this. Happy are those who remain faithful. God bless you for remaining faithful. That's why we need friends who will help us remain faithful. The Bible says we need those of like precious faith. You know, I was watching the other day in Serve Day, a week ago today at Church on the Rock, on our grounds. It was so awesome to see the brothers and sisters just fellowshipping and talking and encouraging one another. And they were giving each other hope. I heard one of them say to them, you know, I haven't seen you since COVID. I've missed you so much. It's so good to get together. What have you been doing? And I could just see the dynamics going on there in their relationship and their friendship. We need community. We need godly friends. We need the right friends while we're in the fiery furnace so we come through faithful. So you remain faithful under trials. You succeed in passing the test, and you'll receive your own reward. What is that? The life, eternal life, that God has promised to those who love him. All right? So number four. This is where we land. This is number four of tonight. Four ways to give people hope. And we're going to continue it next Wednesday night. Again, we're to spend our life helping people. Well, how can I help people right now, Pastor? I think one of the biggest ways is give them hope. Give them encouragement. So what's the fourth way? Remember, this is not the end, even though we don't know how long it will be till it ends. How long it will be until it ends. You know, again, you know, people said at the very beginning, way back in March, I remember people saying, even politicians, it'll be over by Easter. And then they said Memorial Weekend. And then they said the 4th of July. And now they're saying in many of the areas of our country, no school in the fall. It's going to last all through school, have a virtual school at home. And others are saying it's going to last all until January, February of 2021. And honestly, we've been hearing people say it's going to last all next year as well. I don't think they know. You know, I don't think they know when it's going to end. You know, so it's so important then that we need to remember this is not the end, even though we don't know when it's going to end. This is not the end, even though we don't know when it's going to end. We will go back to another normal. It'll be a new normal. What is that going to look like? I don't think anybody knows. You're seeing the movie theaters. You're seeing businesses go out of business. I heard the other day on KMOX, a local station here, I was trying to listen to the Cardinals, and they didn't have the game. And so they were talking about the new culture of shopping for Christmas would be online shopping. That's our new culture. I got it out. That's our new culture. And so everything's changing, going to the mall. We know that this is not the end, even though we don't know when it's going to end, but we know there's going to be a new norm on the other side of this. So how do we give people hope? How do we give them hope? Take the old prophets. I love this in this translation of the Message. Watch this. Take the old prophets as your mentors. They put up with anything. Oh, wow. They put up with, is that us right now? They put up with anything, and they went through everything. Let them be your mentor, not the news, okay? Not the politician, not even, you know, medical science. They take the old prophets as your mentors as the team comes out. They put up with anything. They went through everything, and never once quit. They didn't quit. I remember one time I asked Dr. Lester Summerall, Dr. Summerall, who's now in heaven, what's the key to succeeding in ministry? And he said, Dave, just don't quit. Just don't quit. And I just want to encourage you, wherever you're at tonight, just don't quit. Remain faithful. It's so hard, Pastor. I know that it is. That's why we have a need for community. That's why we need a spiritual family. That's why we need a place where we can believe, belong, become, and be blessed and make a difference with our life. That's why so many people right now, we're to spend our life helping other people. If we ever had a chance to help people like never before, this is the time, COVID. And so what can we do? Give them hope. I've given you four ways on how to give people hope. Very practical. Anybody can do it. You and I can do it. Make a difference. Lift people up in a down world. Again, take the old prophets as your mentors. They put up with anything. They went through everything, and they never quit. Watch this. All the time honoring God. That's what you and I want to be doing right now, is honoring the Lord with our ministries, with our gifts, our talents, ability, with our time, our treasure, our talent, our connections, our relationships. We want to treat people with respect and honor. We want to treat people with empathy. What is empathy? Empathy is defined as people are wanting empathy right now. They just want to be understood and they want to be validated. They want to be understood and they want to be validated. They want to know that we know and understand what they're going through. And so it's so important right now that we're honoring God, next verse, on what to do when the end is not near and you don't know when it's going to end. We don't know how long this is going to be. So what does it say? What a gift life is to those who stay the course. Stay your course. Stay faithful. Keep honoring the Lord. Keep helping people. Keep peddling hope. And stay the course. You've heard, of course, of Job's staying power. Job's staying power. And you know how God brought it all together. Notice that. God brought it all together. We don't know when the end is, and we don't know when it's going to end or how it's going to end, but we know if we stay faithful and we stay on course and we have that staying power and we keep helping people and we keep peddling hope and we keep reaching out and honoring God, God's going to work it all together for your good on the other side of this. God brought it all together for him at the end. I don't know when it's going to end. I don't know how it's going to end, but I do know at the end of COVID, God's going to turn everything bad together for good for your life. Together for Him at the end, that's because God, people need to hear this. God cares. Wow. God cares. Look at this in the message, right down to the last detail. God knows every detail of your life right now. What you've lost, what you've gained, what you've done, what you didn't do, what you regret, what you wish you had. I'm talking about throwback August. So many people are looking back at better days when we had freedom, we had liberty, we had all those things that we took for granted. And you know, God knows how we feel. God knows where you're hurting. God knows where you're empty. God knows your emotions tonight. God knows everything about you down to the very last detail. And He says, if we'll give Him our life and turn our life over to Him and live for Him and honor Him and let Him use our life to help other people, wow, how can we do it? By giving them hope. I gave you four ways. And what? God said, I'll work everything bad in your life together for your good. In Jesus' name. Well, I hope I helped you a little bit tonight on the need for church, on the need for small group, on the need for watch parties, on the need for relationships, on the need for getting together and gathering and building friendships right now like never before in the fiery furnace that we're in. I want you to just agree with me right now. I want to pray for those of you tonight. You say, Pastor, I don't know God, but I want to know God. I don't want religion, but I want a relationship. I want to pray for those of you who say, I've lived a life of regret. I'm going to repent. I want my life to change. I want my life to count. Pastor, I want to live that life I was made for. I want to do what God put me on the earth to do. We started out with that verse, Ephesians 2:10, helping other people with what God gave you, gifts, talents, abilities, resources. Or you're watching, you say, Pastor, I'm a Christian, but I've been lukewarm, got cold, got angry, got bitter. So many people are angry right now, and they're bitter. And guess what? When a person is angry and bitter, they can't receive hope. They can't receive hope when they're angry and they're bitter. The Bible says that the anger of man cannot work the righteousness of God. The anger of man stops God from working in our life. So maybe that's you tonight, and I get it. I understand. I have to be honest with you. I've got angry a few times during COVID. I got angry at the devil. I got angry at circumstances. But I want you right now, you say, Pastor, that's me. Just give that all to God. Give the anger, the bitterness, the hurt, the pain, the regret. Give it all to Him right now and recommit your life to Him. Pray this prayer with me right there where you're at. Say it out loud, everybody. Heavenly Father, I repent. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He died for me, and He rose again. Jesus, come into my heart. Come into my life. I receive You now as my Lord and my Savior. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Take my life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen. Congratulations. Thanks for joining us on a Wednesday night at Church on the Rock, St. Louis. Text NEXT, and it'll give you the next step. Listen to the host, and they can also help you out on next steps to take. I hope to see you here on campus or online or in the drive-in church this weekend. Until then, don't forget, we love you, we miss you, and God is always for you.
What is your next step in your faith? Well, here at Church on the Rock, we would love to help you. Maybe it's to learn more about discovering what it means to belong to a church family, being part of a small group, or using your God-given gifts to serve others. Head over to cotr.org/next steps, where you can find out more to all of these. Or if you're part of our online community, visit us at cotr.org/online. Have a great week, and don't forget that God is for you.